Deborah, Rachel and Naomi, Ree, Vivian, Sophia and Chloe, family, friends and neighbors, members of Calvary Lutheran Church. May God's grace and mercy be with you today from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God that I bring to your attention this afternoon is recorded by the Spirit of God in the 31st Psalm, verses 14 through 16. But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face shine upon your servant. Save me for your mercy's sake. In the name of Jesus, dear friends, when David wrote this psalm as directed by God the Holy Spirit, it appears that he was alone, all friends and family having forsaken him. Under such circumstances, some might suggest that he could only depend upon his own two hands to provide for and protect himself. Some would say, but not David. He was neither desperate nor depressed. He was not afraid because he knew that his future was not in his own hands or in the hands of another man, but in the hands of the Almighty God. He expressed the confidence that every believer has when he said, "But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me." David could say this because he trusted in the one true God who reveals himself in the Bible. And since he trusted in God as his promised Savior, he was a child of God and could call God his own. As a child of God, he prayed confidently that the Lord would deliver him from his enemies. But he didn't only pray for his immediate needs. He also asked God's continuing mercy and ultimately his final rescue, saying, "Make your face shine upon your servant, save me for your mercy's sake." My Christian friends, this is a striking prayer based upon what we know of David. David was, after all, no weakling. He was not a man who had an inferiority complex or reason for a lack of confidence in his abilities. As a young man, he had killed bear and lion in defense of the sheep of his father's herd. He later went out against a giant, an armored giant, nearly 10 feet tall, and struck him down. People sang of his victories to the point that his king Saul became jealous of him. If there was anyone that might have taken pride in his own strength and what his hands could accomplish, it was David. But David's confidence did not rise from pride or confidence in what his hands could accomplish, but from his confidence in God to deliver him. David knew he was in good hands. Robert Vidlin was a strong man with big, strong hands. How could it be otherwise? Bob worked as a bricklayer for years. I noticed it when I shook his hand. I shake a lot of hands, believe me, but I've only shook a few as large and as strong as Bob's. But God also made those hands skilled hands. He used them to lay bricks, yes, and build houses, including his own on Veda Street. He used the same hands to work numbers and to read. He had strong hands, but they were also gentle and caring hands. He used them and his God-given abilities to provide for his wife and children. He used them to gently take up his girls in his hands and express his love to them. But despite his strength and gifts, Bob Vidlin did not place his confidence in himself or in his own hands. He, like David, trusted in the true God and in his Son, Jesus Christ. God worked that faith in his heart at baptism. When attending worship, Bob confessed his sins with his fellow believers here. He admitted that he was not able to earn God's favor himself with those hands. He did the same thing at home when receiving the Lord's Supper with his wife. He looked to God's mercy, trusting that the Savior did all that was necessary for him. I feel confident in saying that he believed what the hymn writer wrote. Not what these hands have done can save this guilty soul. Not what this toiling flesh has borne can make my spirit whole. Not what I feel or do can give me peace with God. Not all my prayers and sighs and tears can bear my awful load. Thy work alone, O Christ, can ease this weight of sin. Thy blood alone, O Lamb of God, can give me peace within. Bob was a good and kind man, but that goodness and kindness didn't make up for his sins or make him right with God. It was the perfect life of Christ credited to his account by faith. Today you can take comfort, because like David, Bob Vidlin knew that his future was in the hands of another, whose hands had healed the sick and raised the dead. He knew his future lay with Jesus Christ, whose hands were nailed to the cross, who died and rose again. He believed that he would follow the Savior heavenward and be raised again by him on the last day. And like David, he prayed that God would look upon him with favor and save him for his mercy's sake. And so like David, he was redeemed by the blood of Jesus. So what about us here today? Still in our time of grace, do we believe that our future is in our hands? Do we think that we will be saved by God because of what our hands have done? God forbid. God grant us his grace that we never attempt to be right with God by our actions, but trusting in Jesus, receive by faith the only righteousness that counts, Christ's righteousness. If we come to death confident in ourselves, in what our hands have done, we will find to our horror not life eternal, but death eternal. We are the product of sinful parents, every one of us. We prove our corrupt natures every day by what we say and think and do. It's so serious that only the death of God's Son could remedy the situation. Which is why he was born, lived, died, rose again, to redeem you to God. And it's because of Christ that Bob is in good hands, the best hands of all. He is with the Lord, safe and secure, trusting in Christ, and so will be you too. Now, that doesn't mean that the days to come will be without sorrow. Deborah, you and your children will wish that you could hold his hand again and talk to him and hug him. But when sorrow seems to overwhelm you, turn to him who holds you in his hands. Take the matter to Jesus, who laid down his life for Bob and for you, to earn a place for you with him eternal in the heavens. Come to the sacrament to be assured that Jesus has died for you and promises you life apart from sin. But in the days and weeks ahead, don't try to deal with your sorrow alone. Don't separate yourself from fellow believers, especially those who have endured what you are enduring right now. Call upon them, call upon me, and I will bring you comfort from God's word. But don't sorrow as those who have no hope. Bob is safe, secure. For Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand." Thank God. Amen. We'll continue with the next hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus."